Welcome to Baba Education Institute. My name is Reverend Henry Kelly. Today, we're going to be continuing in the book of Romans, and we will be in chapter 13. It should be a very interesting chapter. It's a short chapter, but it's interesting because the very first part of it, the topic here in this section is called Submission to Governing Authorities, and the label I put on here for the title of it, it's called About the Government. So we need to know why government's here, and we're about to learn why the government is here. And before I get started, I always like to tell you why we can trust the Bible. And I obtained this information from Dr. Vodi Bakum. You can find him on YouTube. He's a great teacher, preacher, and knows the Bible well. You can also follow him if you put in your search engine Vodi Bakum Ministries, and you can follow him and what her family is doing and everything. He speaks all over America and all over the world. And also, he works with a Bible college or university in Africa to help them. And I think that's kind of interesting also. So the Bible, a reliable collection of historical documents written by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other eyewitnesses. 40 authors, 66 volumes of books that span 1,500 years in three continents, Asia, Africa, and Europe, written in three languages, mainly Hebrew and Greek, a little in Aramaic, hundreds of subjects and topics. So let's begin. I'm using the NIV, the New International Version, to make it a little simpler to understand, because we're about making the Bible easy to understand or simple to understand. When I first started, when I first became a Christian in the 80s, the early 80s, actually 1980, the only modern language they had at that time that I could find was the Living Bible, which was a good one, because it really helped me a lot. But because I didn't know about all the other versions they had and which ones you can trust or whatever that were, those that were directly translated from the original Bible that was the Old Testament in Hebrew and the New Testament in Greek. So let's begin Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. Let me stop there. I'm going to make a lot of comments, especially in this section of government. Now, we are to obey the government when the government is doing the things that are right by God. But we currently have a government in the United States of America and around the world. We have governments that have been corrupted, and they're working in unison with one another for a one world government type situation, but they want to be over everybody. And so they're doing things that are going to destroy the people, and it's going to be bad for the people. And they're not doing as the Bible says about correct outcomes when it comes to judges and like that. We have corrupt judges that are using their authority for evil or whatever. But in normal times, you know, when we have a good government, then you can follow the government because they're there to prevent the crime, and they're there to, you know, discharge judgment when it comes if we do something wrong, and then we have to pay the price, stuff like that. But now, when you have a government like we did during what they call the COVID time, they told you couldn't go to church, you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that, you couldn't gather together, couldn't pray, and all. No, all that's wrong. When a government goes against God, then it's wrong. You do not have to obey it at all. I mean, you know, that they're going to come after you or whatever, but I'd rather be pleasing God than man any day, you know? And sooner or later, you know, we may or may not be put in a situation where we may have to give up our life for Christ. because the people or governments or whatever at that time, as right now I'm seeing, where they do not care for Christians like they used to, you know, and they've been coming after Christians, especially in America. The current government we have is very wicked. And so those that are like, you know, against abortion like that in the clinic, now they're being arrested for praying, not doing anything malicious or anything, but just praying for people, whatever, and to try to put them in jail for a lot of years, you know, like we're talking about 10 or more years for just praying. That's ridiculous why they're letting real criminals who are hurting people, robbing, maiming, killing, raping, whatever, they're letting them out. Because right now we have an upside-down government that's evil. It's pure evil. And so now it's time for us to stand up and stand for what the Word of God says. And that's just how it is. Let's continue reading. Starting at verse 3 of chapter 13, Romans. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong, do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and you will be commended. Verse 4, for the one in authority is God's servant for your good, but if you do wrong, be afraid, for rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants, agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Verse 5, therefore it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of conscience. Verse 6, this is also why you pay taxes, for the authority are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Verse 7, give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. Okay, let's stop there before we go to the next section. So like currently, we also have a lot of bad things going on. We have a corrupt government from the top to the very bottom. That means even to the lowest government positions, whether it's local, state, federal, everything seems to be corrupted. Not everybody, not everyone, but a lot. Enough where it's making an impact in everybody's life, you know. And then like we're seeing where there's two different rules, like two different judgments, one's for the rich, one for the poor, like the regular person. We're not supposed to be doing that. Our government was set up by godly men who knew the Bible, and they set it up through the Old Testament law and how things were done there, but it's supposed to be just and right and doing things appropriately. And it worked a long time, but it's been, probably for the last 100 years, it's been, we really haven't been going by the Constitution. So things have been really just slowly being corrupt and falling apart and everything. And now we are at the pinnacle of all this mess. And if things do not turn around, if we don't have revival in our land, and we don't stand up for Christ, this country is not going to make it. And I'm just saying, because I'm just going by what I'm seeing, and I've been around a pretty good while now, you know. So, and I remember how it used to be and how it is now. It's two different Americas, you know, two different United States. So, and this is what I'm seeing here, because I remember I was raised in the 60s and some of the 70s when I was still young, and things were different. You could literally leave your door open. People wouldn't, you know, it wasn't like even in the cities, I mean, or at least the city I was in. I mean, it wasn't a major city, but, you know, it was kind of like a suburb, whatever. You could leave your doors open. Everybody pretty much knew each other. Everybody helped each other. It was really nice, you know. But now we've come to a point to where everything's been corrupt. Nobody trusts each other. It's not a good way to do, you know. So I would like to see things go back to where it was. But what I'm also seeing is, the ones that I blame is the churches. The churches now have, not all of them, but a large majority of them have been watered down. They've caved into society pressure. They want to be men pleasers instead of God pleasers. And so they give you a little motivational speech instead of preaching from the Bible, preaching and teaching it and discipling from the Bible, the Word of God, which tells us how we are supposed to live and what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to, how we come to Christ to begin with, why we need Christ and why we're sinners and all that. It's got everything right here in it, you know, and how we can have everlasting life, you know, and serve God and everything. Let's continue. Next section is the title for this section is called Love Fulfills the Law, starting at verse 8. To verse 10, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another, for whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. Verse 9, the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command they may be are summed up in this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. That's pretty self-explanatory, I would say. The next section is called The Day is Near, starting at verse 11 and ending in verse 14. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Verse 12, the night is nearly over, the day is almost here, so let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Verse 13, let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Verse 14, rather clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. So in other words, stay away from these things that are wrong and do what the Bible says to do. And how do you know what to do? By getting into the Word of God, reading and studying and doing it. But it's pretty much, you know, don't lie, don't cheat. Go over the Ten Commandments, which you can find in the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 20. And you can just go right there what the Ten Commandments are. Because those are the commandments that God has wrote in our hearts. That's why we know what's wrong and what's right and wrong. Automatically, you know, stealing is wrong. Killing is wrong. Lying is wrong. All that. None of this is really hard to understand. And before I go any further, I would suggest that you would get either the book, which is called Matthew Henry's Concise Commentary on the Whole Bible, or you can get the complete one that's a lot thicker, and that would be the Matthew Henry's Commentary on the Whole Bible. I have both. And also you can go online and get it for free, www.BibleStudyTools.com. Go to menu, go to study tools, go to commentaries, down to Matthew Henry Commentary on the Bible, and it's in parentheses complete, and then you can use that, and you can have Matthew Henry's commentary on the Bible, and that's a big help. You can also get it, you can put it on your phone too. You can get apps that would, like, you know, you can get it, I mean, because I have it on my phone too. I have a couple of different Bibles in there, and Matthew Henry's Concise Commentary and all that, and it's a big help, actually. Now, I would also suggest you get not only that, but also get the complete works of Flavius Josephus, or the complete works of Josephus, who was a military and Jewish historian during the early church. You'll learn a lot And Josephus lived from AD 37 to AD 100. And then the Matthew Henry commentary, the original, was completed in 1706. But to me, it's the best one you can ever find. You know, it's one of those that, you know, never goes away, and it's always applicable now. So I would suggest you get that. And also, it's also good to get, like, a Bible dictionary. And then they have a Bible dictionaries of Hebrew for the Old Testament and Greek for the New Testament. And that's a big help to know that. And then Flavius Josephus, you can understand what was happening during the early church. Because we need all the context we can get to understand the Bible better. Because then we also need to learn hermeneutics, which is how to divide the Bible. Because you have some sections that are they're symbolic, got some that's poetry, got some that are that are like literal, and you got some that are not literal, which would be like an allegory. So it's a story about a subject, and it's explaining it, you know. And so you have to know the difference so you can understand what's being said and everything. I would suggest, you want to learn hermeneutics, you can go. Let me find my notes here so I can give you better information. Dr. Walter Martin, you can find him on YouTube and put in hermeneutics, and you will be able to understand. And he has a teaching series there, and you'll be able to learn it greatly. Or you can buy a book on hermeneutics, you know. But I would suggest you do that. It would be a really good thing to have, and so forth. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some scripture verses. So Hebrews chapter 13, verses 8 through 9. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace, not by eating ceremonial foods, which is of no benefit to those who do so. So, I just thought that would be something good to have. Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And that's the NIV. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6, NIV, all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. Okay, let me give you some more, just a little bit more. Trying to find the right ones. Let me see. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, ESV, English Standard Version. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexual immoral or idolaters or adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, the ESV, English Standard Version. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Now let me give you some salvation scriptures. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 10, the King James Version. That if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in the heart that God has raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confesseth unto salvation. Romans chapter 10, verse 13, King James Version. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Romans chapter 10, verse 17, the King James Version. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And I think that is fantastic. Oh my gosh. Yep, and I think that is fantastic. Now, let me give you, let's talk about why we need Christ. Well, let's go over the Ten Commandments, and this is to judge yourself. Have you ever lied? Like, you know, tell an untruth or try to hurt somebody's feelings or whatever is lying. And you only had to do it once in your life and one time and break one commandment and you're guilty of all. And that would be the ninth commandment. You shall not bear false witness. So you see, we're already guilty. We all have lied. Even not trying, because remember, God's standards are so high and ours are so low. We're okay with everything we do, pretty much. Because we've created a false God in our mind, a nice, cuddly God and all. But that would be the second commandment, you shall not make any idol. So we've made an idol in our mind of a God that we like that's okay with everything we do. But that's not how it is. Have you ever looked at another person with lust? According to Christ, you've committed adultery already in your heart. That's the seventh commandment. You shall not commit adultery. That's already two. Have you ever borrowed anything from someone or just took something from someone? Well, that's called stealing. And what do you call someone that steals? A thief. You know, so if we've done that, then that's three. And you don't remember, you only have to break one of the commandments to be guilty of all. And only at one time. So we've looked at three and we're already guilty. And we haven't even finished the rest of it. That's why we need Christ, because we have broken God's moral laws, the Ten Commandments, that are serious. It may not be to us right now, but it is. So we're guilty. So if God was to judge us by the Ten Commandments, would we be innocent or guilty? Guilty. Heaven or hell? It would be hell. Does that concern you? I hope it does, because it concerns me. That's why I'm doing these broadcasts, or I'm on the podcast here and broadcasting, but because I care about you and I want you to understand, you know, why we need God, and this is why. And what did God do for guilty sinners like us? He sent his son, Jesus Christ. He walked on us for 3.5 years. You know, giving his gospel message, which means that we can now be saved through repentance in Christ and putting our trust in Christ alone. So through Christ, we can be saved now. You don't have to do any works of any kind or anything like that, or that is before. And there's no sacrifices or anything has to be made. It's already done. He did everything on the cross when he allowed the wicked religious leaders at the time, Jewish religious leaders, and the Romans at the time, and he allowed them to crucify him so he could be the one-time sacrifice for the whole world. And now we can come by faith, believing. And then once you're saved, you start reading the Bible daily without a fail, and then start doing what the Bible says, which would be good works. But you can't. Good works, we can't earn it. So it's not going to get you there. But once we're saved, then there should be good works that follow, because now we want to do what's right and help other people define him. So I would ask you to, kind of like if you're in a plane about to crash, somebody gives you a parachute. That parachute is going to save you from the jump to come. Jesus Christ saved you from the judgment to come. I would suggest to you right now that if you understand that you're a guilty sinner like me, that you come to Christ and repent of your sins, ask God for forgiveness, realizing you've broken his moral laws, the Ten Commandments, and then put your trust from yourself and transfer it to Christ alone. Then once you come to Christ, then you know your sins are forgiven and covered in his blood supernaturally. And just like myself, you know, but I was a guilty sinner, and still making mistakes, but, you know, we're striving not to. And he will help you to get better and better and better. And I would suggest you find a good Bible, you know, either English Standard Version or the NIV, New International Version. They also have the New King James Version. Those are like good verses to have. Of course, the King James too, if you want to read that. And I love the King James. And I still read King James. But just make it easy, you know, it's nice to have the NIV, the ESV, you know, or the New King James Version, whatever, to help you along. Now, let me give you some resources. Again, you can follow Woody Bacham. Just go on YouTube and put in Woody Bacham, and you'll see all of his wonderful preaching and teaching on there. Or you can go on your search engine, put in Woody Bacham Ministries, and you can, you know, follow what he's doing. Also, Living Waters with Ray Comfort, and all these is you can find on YouTube, and you can also find them on their websites. Living Waters with Ray Comfort, livingwaters.com, Answers in Genesis with Ken Ham, answersingenesis.org. Wall Builders with David Barton, wallbuilders.com. He also has a radio show you can find also online, or radio stations, you know. You can listen to it also online, whether it's live or, you know, recorded. And he has podcasts and YouTube, and he teaches about Christian American history and a lot of other things. It's really good. Dr. Walter Martin, waltermartin.org. Also, Apologia Studios with Pastor Jeff Durbin, apologiastudios.com. You can go to the website of apologiastudios.com with Pastor Jeff Durbin, and you can go on the website and go on the menu there and find Dr. Greg Bonson or Bonson U. And he was a great Bible professor. And when he died, his family donated all of his audio recordings to Apology Studios. They remastered it. You can literally get a free seminary education. It's fantastic. I listened to it myself. If you'd like to correspond with us, it's all lowercase, BibleEducationInstitute@gmail.com. And I will give you, we just have a cheap website, you know, and there should be a link in the description part down below. And but if not, it is 5 lowercase d lowercase b lowercase e 1182 lowercase e 5831 dot lowercase s I t e dot 123 and lowercase me. It just, you know, it's a real simple one. I didn't feel like doing all that stuff, you know, currently. Just, you know, I just don't have the time to do that right now. Also, you can find us on YouTube and Rumble and on the audio platforms for podcasting. You can find us on Listen Notes, Luminary Podcast, Player FM, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Amazon Music, Overcast, Chrome, G-Potter, Firefox, Safari, iTunes, Audible, Alexa, Google, Podbean, Internet Explorer, Podcast Addict, and others. Also, here's some other good teachers, Doug Wilson, Gary DeMar. All these can be found on YouTube. And, oh yes, and Dr. R.C. Sproul with Ligonier Ministries, and Dr. James White. You can find him on YouTube and Apologia Studios. Pastor Joel Webben with Right Response Ministries. He's also on YouTube. Then all the other ones that go back up, Pastor Jeff Durbin, Dr. Woody Bacham, and so forth. And also, I like to get books from like used books or whatever. You can buy new or used. And here's a few of these places that I go to. Abe Books, ABEBOOKS online. Thrift Books, Amazon, Alibrist, ALIBRIS. Or you just put in what you're looking for and the different booksellers will pop up. You can get it new or used or whatever. That's what I do just to save some money. I, you know, get to use ones. They're usually in pretty good shape. Also, another good resource, you go to TCT Network, and on there they have one program that is good. It's called Faith and History with William Federer, and he goes over all of Christian history, American history, and world history, you know, that has to do with the Bible. It's really good. He's a very interesting fellow. And this one here, it teaches you a lot about the Old Testament. And this is Ancient Jewish Wisdom with Rabbi Daniel Lappin. You can find him at RabbiDanielLappin.com. His wife helps him, Susan Lappin. And also he got the Rabbi Lappin podcast. You can go on YouTube and learn a lot. He goes over different things, the meaning of stuff. You know, so you get like, you know, a little bit of understanding. So that kind of wraps it up. So till the next time, remember, read your Bible daily without fail and do what it says.